This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Gavin Murphy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Dolly good morning. Face Murphy, good morning, Tim. Good morning, Shane out there. Good morning, Joyce.
Can I just say, to kick us morning. Off this morning, I want to say good morning to the weather. Because today is the first really warm, super hot day. 27 degrees we're heading for today.
Really?
27 and sun out. No rain expected.
I have to call BS on that.
No,
it's because on Saturday or last Friday was, I can't remember, but one of the days that I was driving out to the country, it hit 30 degrees.
Did it?
Yeah. What? It did.
Where was I?
No, yeah, I don't know
I don't
where
think
you
it
all
did,
were. Yeah,
doll.
It did.
I think it was, no, there was no day. There hasn't been. I've been
it
watching
was.
The weather. No, I think you've.
It was 27 degrees in the city and then it was like 30 degrees.
Well, I don't want to argue
anyway,
about it.
Anyway, good morning to the weather.
But we are going to. How was your week, people? Was it all good? Listen.
Look, I've got a little bone to pick with myself, to be honest, because I've had 4 weeks since I resigned from my job, 3 weeks off. Mm. I was very excited about having that 3 weeks break between old job, starting new job. And I've been crook for the whole 3 weeks.
I know, because we've heard about it every week since you've been.
I'm not trying to bore you with this.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to express to you how annoyed I am.
No, that's okay. But maybe that's just your body saying, I just need time out.
Yes.
You know, you hadn't been, what would Miss Murphy been doing if she was fit and healthy for 4 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
you wouldn't
true.
Have been resting and relaxing before your new job.
No.
No.
Probably would have gone to your party on Monday night.
Yes,
and then I'd still feel the same as I do right now. We've not lost anything.
Either way, you were going to end up in the same spot, right?
Either way, today I was going to feel exhausted and frustrated. Mm. Oh, okay, cool.
We've got a good show coming up today. Want to thank everyone who came to a party that I threw on. There were 1,600 people at this thing on Monday night called Hella Queen, and they were all very well behaved and probably the best crowd I've seen in a long, long time.
Is that great because to see they all look like zombies?
Well, the funny thing is we ran out of the venue, which you had to do ID scan at the front door. So you had to show your ID to get in, but everyone was dressed in like makeup
hilarious.
And whatever, and they're still checking them off. Yep, that's you. Yep.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Well, this is the thing I've always said about fancy dress parties is very rarely are you going to have a problem because people are in a costume.
That's it.
So they're hardly going to act up or like have a fight.
Well, listen, gay crowd, you don't get fights anyway.
No. Well, you don't.
Gay crowd in costume, no fights, lots of love.
Lots of love. Everyone's made effort.
Made a huge amount of effort.
You know?
Now, I need to share a little story.
Were there many of them, sorry to interrupt, but I saw a few photos of full face makeup, like zombie type, you know. How did they all look by the end of the night?
Oh, they looked better. It looked like the makeup had actually sort of moulded in or slid a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm
much
thinking
better.
A lot of them like to do a lot of kissing on the dance floor and in toilet cubicles.
Yes.
I just sort of thought might be a lot of smearing going on.
You've spent way too much time at a gay disco, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I'm going to show you a little story now just before we do. I need to do this because I'm treating it like a bit of a release. Like, get it off my chest. And if I share it with, a problem shared.
Oh, what's her name? I was going to say, who are you?
Problem shared is a problem half.
Release me? Is it
Agnes.
Agnes.
Yes. Agnes.
Who are you,
okay.
Agnes?
Just let it go.
So, anyway, we had this major show happening, right? And it was fabulous. But just before, we had Sneaky Sound System. You know, old Sneaky?
Oh, I love
great.
Sneaky
Sound System turned up for a...
How were they, before we move on?
Okay, so they were going to be on for an hour. But they got there late, as you do, because you're pop stars, rock stars, whatever. So they started about 15 minutes late. That's okay. We're going to get 45 minutes out of them. Anyway, at about half an hour into it, I sort of said to the guy who's the DJ part of Sneaky Sound System, okay, so I'm going to go down and get the dancers ready for the show. How long you got left? He goes, 6 minutes. I go, oh, no, that's not long enough, because it's three flights down to the green room got to go. Can you, I've got to get them up the staircase and there's drags.
Do you think
you
might need to invest in some walkie-talkie situation?
Yes, probably. Anyway, he goes, oh, don't worry. If you're not back, I'll play another song. I said, are you sure about that? Because we really need to make sure this thing's timed out. Yeah. Anyway, so I raced down to the green room, which is miles down in this building, which is old and decrepit. And I said to them, okay, guys, we've got to go. 3 minutes. Let's go.
Sounds glamorous, doesn't it?
So yeah. I raced back upstairs and heard Connie, who's from Sneaky Sound System, saying, thanks. See ya.
Oh.
And all the dancers and drags are on the bottom floor still.
Oh, dear.
So I threw a microphone at a guy who might have been the janitor. I don't know. And I said, just talk. Just talk, right? Fill the gap.
I hope it was the janitor.
I don't know.
So I raced.
Hey, you guys, you could really just keep the bathrooms a bit tidier. Certainly on the middle floor there. I'm not sure what you did.
So I raced back down and I'm screaming at the dancers, you're on, you're on. So you've got drag queens trying to race up staircases. And all the crowd is standing there going, okay, silence at the disco. What are we doing? What's going on here? It was quite awkward.
It gives everyone a chance to talk.
I think it felt like, I think it was about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, but dear.
But 2 minutes at the
eternity.
Disco is, that's a long
that's
time.
That's 10 hours.
You can laugh about it now, but God bless Sneaky Sound.
You've actually had a bit of a history of situations where dancers are in awkward situations. In the middle of a summer party, Dean's decided to throw a snow party.
Oh, that's right.
At the motel, the old motel, which sadly is no longer with us, and dragged about 10 dancers through the bottom of the in actual ski boots.
Yeah, I made him wear ski boots.
He made them wear ski boots because in his head it looked like, but they're all like, clink, clink, clink.
They're all sliding all over. They slid down the stairs. They went out to dance on podiums and couldn't stand on there.
Oh,
anyway,
so good.
Anyway, look, I just want to say
occupational health and safety. I'm glad there's no unions where you work.
Thank you. I just want to thank the dancers. Amazing. The show was great. The people turned up and the janitor for doing that little improv.
Get him back.
Improv.
Get him
bit.
Back. He's great. Better than my speech at my 40th. Hey, right. This is a true testament of the fact that you never really know people until you just sort of know people.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because I saw this article.
Which I thought was really boring, but yeah, you turned it into a story.
Well, I didn't mean to turn it into anything. I just thought, oh, that's interesting that 51% of Britons pronounce the word scone just as I've said it.
Scone.
Scone.
Like gone.
Right? No. And then 42% rhyme it with bone. So it's
scone. Scone.
Yeah, and
it's
I thought
scone.
This was rubbish until Tim walked in and went, no, that's how I say scone. Scone.
So you say scone, you say scone.
Yeah, it's a scone.
See, I say scone.
It's a scone.
And I like mine with jam.
Yeah, but you guys are bogans, right?
Oh,
wow.
Wow. I'm just going to turn your mic off. How do I get it?
No, you didn't.
No, well, listen.
Well, yes, I am, but that's not the point.
Listen, back on topic. We need to. Our joysters are very educated people.
Yeah. I'm just.
Some of them. But we thought we might throw it out to you guys because let's settle this once and for all. It's okay for the Brits to sort of say it's a scone. Because
or
that's
a
how
scone.
They,
no,
if you talk
no,
with a plum in your ass,
no,
that's how you would say it. A scone.
Oh, again,
scone.
You're not listening. The 51% of Britons are saying it like we say it.
Oh, are they?
Bogan.
Sorry, I didn't hear
it's
that.
Not overwhelming 51%, is it?
No, it's not. That's why like, I want.
That's why we need the joysters.
And what I'm also confused about is that the other side is what 42%. What happened to the other 7%?
Undecided.
The others just
undecided.
Don't. They just
never
don't
heard
say
don't
it.
Eat them.
Don't eat them at all. So
don't speak English.
We're going to throw it out to you guys.
They call it a biscuit.
0427joy949 onerajoy.org.au. Is it scone like bone or scone like gone?
Yeah.
Because don't just send in the word.
Yeah.
That's
going to help us.
Because it's the same right across the board.
We actually, until we tried it out in pre-production, were just saying, well, they just write in. And then we were like, well, how are we going to know?
So let it rip, people. Whatever. Let us know if it's scone or scone. Now, listen, one of the most, I would have thought when we had pre-production this morning, as we often do, that this topic would have died about maybe 30 minutes ago.
You know what that is? Because you just poo-poo all my ideas.
No. I was just, it sounds, it's like really boring, but it seems to have caught, you know what I think is happening? I think our joysters are going, you know, it's so boring. Let's just make them talk about it all morning. Let's just keep sending him message after message. This one came through. It says, scone, as in gone. We're talking about scones and scones because we want to find out what, you know, we want to settle this bet once and for all.
We do.
Now, scone as in scone.
And can I just point out, it's not often that you and I, Dean Murphy, are on the same team.
No, but we are. But Tim is not. He's a scone.
Yeah, no,
we're a scone.
Yep, totally.
Scone as in gone. The other sounds dreadful. David sent through this one. I'm English and I've heard both many times. But I think scone. Oh, no, scone. Bone is English. But scone is actually Scottish, as they have tatty scones, which is like a potato cake.
Well, then that's just a potato cake.
This one came through Travis.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Travis sent through, it's cone with an S. So scone. Scone.
Therefore, I'm team bone. Go scone.
You're my hero.
Hayden says, it depends on the situation. If your mother baked them
Grandmother baked them.
Yeah, thank you.
But you said
could
mother.
Be mother. You didn't need to pull me up.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was going to be
really
important
matter.
To
no
the rest
one's
of this
give
story.
A rat's
well, I didn't know I had redhead.
No one cares. For morning tea on the farm, then it's scone like bone. If it's high tea at the Sofitel, then it's scone like bone.
And I think you just said Sofitel. It's Sofitel. Oh, my God. This is
either way, was it scone like bone?
Sofitel.
Sofitel. This one also came through. Do you want to read this?
Yes. The dictionary had the pronunciation as scone, as in gone, but it also recognises the other lesser pronounced bone. Also, a macaroon and a macaron are two different biscuits. Oh, shut up, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I love you. Thank you for clarifying that. If you want to join this ridiculous topic.
Yeah, no, it's just really stupid.
Scone equals bone or scone equals gone.
I feel like everyone's frustrated about other things, but this is letting them vent.
Do you feel like they all just don't want to talk about Donald Trump at all? They're
absolutely
swaying us off it.
Yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted this morning with how many people have sent through messages with this topic on scone or scone.
Well, I've had this one come in a late bloomer.
Entry.
Oh, my goodness. Scone, as in Team Murphy, because the other one sounds so up yourself.
Thank you.
The really important thing is knowing how to make a good, light, pull-apart scone, as in gone. It's all in how you rub in the butter. Thanks, Sabine.
Oh, I didn't realise that. Thanks, Sabine. Should we pull the plug on that topic now? Or do,
yes.
You know,
yes,
really?
Please.
I think we've got. So we add them all up. I think it's pretty much. Tim, I have to say it.
Team Murphy.
I think we pretty much won that one.
Takes out the prize. Thank you very much, everyone, for playing.
That's the polite clap for you there.
Now, thank you. And that one, look, that polarised people not so much as what this probably is going to.
No, exactly. I've been waiting for this all morning. Can you?
Okay, so
and just remember, everyone, Anna's actually, this is her story. So if we get booted off the station, it was because of Anna's story.
Yeah. Well, okay? I didn't invent this, and it's not my problem that these things exist. I am merely a vehicle to bring these things to your attention,
please,
whether
do.
You like it or not. Mm. For anyone with children listening, maybe switch off now, just want to turn it down. Anyway, the other night I was at the comedy, as I've been a regular attendee these days of the stand-up comedy world. And there's a lovely girl who's there. Her name's Sharon.
Lovely.
And I happened to overhear her telling a story that she was really annoyed because she'd been to Queensland recently and she had taken this item in her hand luggage, particularly because she wanted to be pulled up by security.
Yes,
and
gosh.
I was like, and then my little ears peeped and I was like, what's she talking about? And she goes, and they didn't even look. And I'm furious. I should have put a nail file in there.
So she's in customs in the baggage.
No, just going to Queensland, but she's put it through security and she's like, and I go, what, hang on, what did you want? She goes, I had my vajankle.
A vajankle?
In.
Please say that one more time a little bit
a
slower.
Vajankle.
Welcome to the vajankle.
A vajankle. Right. So, of course, my next response was, a what?
Yes.
A what? And she just looked at me with this. Oh, and I went, oh, and everyone at the table that knew about it was laughing and they were all like, no one was explaining it to me. And I was like, that's a reasonable, it's a reasonable question.
What
is it?
Now we're excited about finding out a bit
more. And so the face that I got was, you really need to be careful about what you wish for. And then she said, I'm going to find you a picture of this. Mm. And so, look, our listeners are very open with their sexual needs and wants and desires, and
they're
a lot of
liberated.
People like to dress
very
up
liberated.
As puppies.
We don't
for
judge.
Example.
We don't
we
judge.
We don't have any judgment
each
here
their
at
own.
All.
Whatever you want to do.
A vajankle is apparently only for lefties. I don't know.
People
I don't
with
understand.
Foot fetishes,
it's
maybe
a foot fetish thing.
Oh. What does it actually have?
So it's a model of a foot.
Yes, with a what?
With a vajayjay in the middle of
it's
it.
It's a vajayjay. So it's an ankle, a foot with an ankle.
It looks like something
with
Halloween.
With a vagina.
It does.
Like, with a vagina, yeah.
Someone's hacked off somebody's foot and popped on her vigil.
This is a thing, ladies and gentlemen. And this actually came from a lesbian. So I said, what do you have that for? And she was like, oh, it's just for comedy.
And you know,
it's just for comedy.
The funny thing is, I'm so gay and so not into women that I actually looked at the photo and thought, gee, those toenails need to be trimmed.
I was really impressed with how realistic the toes and the toenails are. Yeah. The other part, I don't know.
Tim, so gay. Yeah, seriously.
Anyway. She said, and the bonus was that she was wanting it for a comedy, for a show, and there was a mix-up at their end, so they sent it to her for free.
Do you know
She's like, fantastic. She said, I think God wants me to have a vajankle.
Why don't we buy one and give it away on the show next week?
Oh, I don't think.
Win your very own vajankle.
Do you know what? You had to click on the over 18 button when you were searching. I felt like I was searching for some lewd porn thing. I don't want to buy one.
Get your vajankle now on Joy. Lots of our listeners have just got over the vajankle. We've had messages through people saying, interesting topic.
Well, if you thought we couldn't scrape the bottom of the barrel
what have you got
further,
for us now?
No, I've picked it up and looked underneath it today.
I want to just reiterate to the listeners too that I didn't have a lot of input into the pre-production of the show
this morning.
I just
want
to throw it out there
deflect.
That I was very busy and you took charge yesterday. So far we've got the vajankle.
Isn't he like the Donald Trump of this show?
What's your next story that we've got?
I didn't know anything about that. I didn't
What's
do
your
that.
Next? Come on, let rip the next topic.
Exactly. If you're just still shaking your head in wonderment at the last topic, then how's about this?
Okay.
There was a woman who was seriously burnt after her fart started a fire in the middle of a surgery.
What?
Japanese media reported that the patient in her 30s was having a form of laser surgery on her cervix.
Oh.
And unfortunately, she let one rip during the operation and the fart started a fire with the laser. It's resulted in serious burns to much of it. Actually, I'm not laughing at that bit. Much of it in waist and legs. Like,
do you know what, Anna Murphy? Bring back the vajankle story. That's all I can say. Anna Murphy, the findings, there's been a trial of this new male injectable male contraceptive.
Right.
I just thought I'd bring it to your attention because I know you'll feel very passionate about this. The trial was done on 320 men over a period 96% effective. All right? So it's pretty good.
That's good.
That's really good.
Right.
Wow.
However, they've halted the whole thing. They've put the whole thing on hold because 20 men of the 320 experienced sort of side effects. Some of the side effects were like aches and pains and sweats and feeling a bit sick and nauseous and
20.
Yes.
Out of 320.
Yeah. So there was like muscle pain and mood swings and acne and change in libido and all that kind
Poor
of stuff.
Poor men having a side effect. Women have had to, like, use the contraceptive pill since 1962, have had to have all of those side effects and deal with it. And this drives me mental. I couldn't deal with a headache or some muscle cramps. Oh, my God. Try to make a girl have that every month. We have to get on a table, stick your legs in the air, get strangers poking and prodding you from the time you're of childbearing ages, and it never stops. You guys don't even have to get into your 50s and wait for a finger up your bum anymore to check your prostate because it happens with a blood test because men don't like it. I am furious about this.
So you're not happy about this at all?
Not at all.
No. Really? I didn't think you would be that passionate about that.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Like, because they experienced a bit of side effects.
Oh, dear.
It's just not a very good article. Look, that is not a very fair argument.
No, no, that's fine. I agree. We should talk more about this off air.
No, I don't think we should. I've had enough. I'm going home.
All right.
What time is it?
Is that it from us?
Yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show, people.
I'm sorry to all the men out there listening to that. And most of the men listening to the show, that would never be anything they'd have to deal with anyway.
I
because they wouldn't be doing
that. Horse is so high that
they wouldn't have to do the injected male
contraceptive
anyway.
How do you not fall off that thing and hit your head? Seriously, that's the best rant I've heard for a long, long time.
I feel better. I was a bit tired before that.
Is it that time of the month, maybe?
Oh, you have
opened Pandora's box.
Someone's box,
for sure. Before she dives over the panel and rips your head off, that's it from us. We are out of here next week. Big show.
I didn't think I could get my mouth any wider. Like, I didn't think my chin actually could drop to the floor.
Hey, concentrate. Sorry, yes, Jessica Malboy's in next. Oh, not next. In next week.
I was going to say, shit, you've left it a bit late.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.